¿Sabes teléfono?
Any other factor? You mentioned before drug session. This is always a concern. You have to rule it out in almost all derangement of liver disease. So drugs, the list is huge. Any other infiltrative disease?
Intestinal areas.
Infiltrative disease, like what?
Sarcoidosis.
Okay, sarcoidosis and lymphoma. And a granulomatous disease. Thus, so you know the differential diagnosis of such a patient. When you talk about, you say this could be intrahepatic or extrahepatic. Extrahepatic is a stone, stricture, benign or malignant, head of pancreas, ampullary tumor, and external compression of the common bile duct. And you expect the bile duct to be
dilated.
While intrahepatic cholestasis, you have a normal biliary system. And it is due to the disease. It is, the pathology is not one pathology. It could be destruction of the bile duct. It could be inflammation. It could be, okay, like a hepatitis is inflammation. Intrahepatic, primary biliary, cholestatic phase of hepatitis. Infiltrative disease, drugs, sarcoidosis, and granulomatous disease. So what is the investigation of choice? The first
ultrasound.
So what
ultrasound
test you do?
Ultrasound.
Why?
To check if there is stones or not, obstruction.
The first test to do in such patient is? What is the first test to do?
Ultrasound.
Why ultrasound?
Extra obstruction.
To know, is it extra? So if you have a dilated system, biliary system, then this is extra. And then your next investigation is directed to the extrahepatic. Like looking for a stone, looking for a tumor, lymph nodes, stricture, and so on. While if it is, if the ultrasound is normal, what test will do?
ERCP.
This is the test you don't want to do. If you have a normal biliary system,
colangiography.
You check the ultrasound for the liver.
One of them is liver. What is the differential diagnosis we mentioned?
Primary
biliary cirrhosis. So what test you will do for primary biliary cirrhosis?
CT scan.
Biopsy.
CT scan. Antibody.
Which antibody?
Antimitochondria.
What? Antimitochondria. So for a primary biliary cirrhosis, to check antimitochondria antibodies. You say for the static phase of hepatitis, so you have to do serology for hepatitis. Check for drugs, CT scan to see pancreas, ampulla, and so on. Russ, you got it? One more? Well, no time. This patient is a young female. She presented with nausea, abdominal pain, and fatigue.
and this is her LFT. Where is the abnormality, the most abnormal?
ALT
and AST. What type of changes we call it?
Hepatic.
Because it is a very high, this is what we call acute hepatitis. The enzymes in thousands, okay? Not like the other one, it was now 180 and so on. This is 1,700 and almost 1,000. So this is what we call acute. So what is the differential? So it could be viral, autoimmune may present in these pictures. Drug induced, which drugs? You should always mention. Any other differential?
Ischemic?
Herbal,
excellent. Ischemic, huh? Ischemic hepatitis is another. And acute Wilson. Acute Wilson disease. خلاص يا شباب. You know how to investigate this? For viral?
Serology.
A, B, C, and D. Or even E. Autoimmune, you know how to investigate? Wilson, drugs, and so on. Usually. That theory does not give you that high. You mentioned the most common. Don't go to the least. Any questions?
Ischemic, but the ischemic can cause that.
Ischemia. What could be the cause?
Heart failure.
Maybe cardiac arrest.
In عمرها 20 سنة يعني.
Cardiac arrest. That's very useless. Acute sepsis. Give you very low blood pressures. Bleeding. Massive bleeding. So, طيب الاتندنس يا شباب
ما حضرنا
واحد
يمثل اتندنس الحمد لله ما حضرت